Hey, it's Tim Seymour, Portfolio Manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS. This is your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector, and this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news, moving the sector, our approach to investing across it, and our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focusing on the most important themes we believe investors should focus on, sector trends that investors should want exposure to as these markets in cannabis continue to grow and evolve. And being active means we're able to invest in real time around these themes. We're not waiting for rebalancing. We're able to be proactive. Again, I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages. Combine that with my experience as a PM across emerging markets and other early stage asset classes. Let's talk about the market for the week of June 13th as we deliver this weekly. It's actually Tuesday the 14th, and this will probably come off the assembly line on Wednesday the 15th. But as we are midweek in a week that global markets continue to be focused on inflation, the Fed, and really bear markets around the world, the cannabis markets were not much different last week. And on a 5-day, if you look at performance, down between 6% and 7% across the primary and largest MSOs and even Canadian and a few other players in the ancillary space. This is, again, all coming at a time when the S&P was down about 5.5%, 9% over the last 3 days. And if you look at other similar risk profile asset classes, call it crypto, call it some of the EV and gaming spaces, it's been nothing short of devastation. And so the volatility in cannabis is not really a surprise. The dynamic is just that in the case of cannabis, this is a downtrend that began off of the peak that went all the way back to February of 21. What we want to do on this weekly is really spend more time on the macro, because I think the market dynamics we spent a lot of time on, and I just want to underscore a couple things that are important and even some developments of this week that I think are probably more important to the near-term direction of the market in the macro. First of all, Jersey sales booming. Have had the chance to talk to a couple of the MSO operators there who are seeing even outperformance beyond their expectations in some of the early strong sales days, actually seeing an uptick from there. So really good news coming out of New Jersey. If you get into, though, the big issue on macro around legislation, some commentary on Capitol Hill, marijuana moment, in fact, talking about a package on safe banking that could include some incentive for local governments to expunge minor cannabis convictions, language requiring small business association to open loan programs to at least state legal entities, some protections for military vets, some expanded cannabis research authorizations, and some things that I think begin the process of the banking and financial accommodations that the industry wants to see. Don't know that this gets you where you want to be on taxation. Don't know this gets you where you want to be on capital markets, but consistent with a view that there is a small window later this year after midterms where Congress could begin the process of actually moving forward on legislation for cannabis that will be very important and landmark, but again, may not include some of the exciting details that investors want to see that would have a major impact in valuations, especially improving the tax profile of the industry and that changing cash flow and free cash flow dynamics fundamentally and very quickly. So stay tuned on that, but big news at least being discussed. Other macro news. In Germany, there's a sense that they are expected to begin taking steps towards a adult cannabis national model. Hearings kicking off mid this week, which will at least discuss a bunch of global experts talking about the elements of the industry that need to be focused on, especially around the key issues of consumption, consumer protection, youth prevention, supply chains. And so let's see. But obviously the story around Europe and the size of that market, with Germany always expected to really lead the way, more decent news there. Getting down to a couple of the states, on Maryland, the expectation that this was going to be a near-term development getting a little bit of cold water thrown on it, but that the voters are expected to pass the adult legislation bill in November, but some concern that they won't get the market open and won't push even to open it until as late as 2025. This would be pretty negative news. Maryland's medical market reached about $600 million in sales last year, and it could be up to about $750 this year, with recreational industry expected to be probably double this market. So let's keep an eye on that. Also, in Illinois, finally, it's taken a long time, but the regulator has confirmed a window this summer for issuing the 185 new conditional licenses, which will effectively double the market size in Illinois. Great for the industry, great for existing multi-state operators or state operators in Illinois, but certainly for those that are seeking to access this market that have not invested in major assets, actually this will be a real opportunity for other players to come into the Illinois market. So that's leaving you some of the macro. CMBS last week down 5.4% on a week, again, when the overall industry had another big leg lower. We're going to be back next week, spend a little bit more time on market dynamics and company-specific news. But in the face of really a lot of the macro that's going on for global markets, wanted to hit some of the key macro elements for cannabis. And again, this is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of June 13th. I'm Tim Seymour. Have a great week.